Kel Ferguson is the woman behind the popular blog The Realistic Mum, which focuses on the realities of parenting. She's an ex-school teacher, mum of three, and a children's book author, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Kel.
Morning. How are you?
Good, good. Now, I love the blog and particularly loved a topic you recently wrote about, which was how can you help your child get the best out of school? You know, my little girl has just started kindy this year, so it's all new territory for me. And I actually really liked your perspective because obviously you are a mum of three, but before your blog became so popular, you were a kindy and a year one teacher for many years. So this particular topic, you got a lot of insight into. Yeah, so fill us in. How can we help our kids get the best out of school?
Okay, well, it's all about helping your child to get the most out of their learning. I always talk on my Realistic Mum site about just being your kid's biggest fan. So while we can't do the learning for them, we can definitely help them to succeed. And I guess when I was a teacher, there was just a few things that really, like, I thought, I'm never going to do that as a parent, but... When my son started school last year, that was literally out the window from day one, and I just switched into full mum mode, forgot everything that I was not going to do. And so, yeah, I just found that there are a few things that I just really wasn't setting Jack up for his best learning. So,
right, so what was one of those things?
Well, the first one Jack and I came up with was just being organized. I know it's so busy in the morning trying to get to school, especially if you've got other kids as well. But we just found just waking up 20 minutes earlier just set us up for the whole day. I know that lots of parents can drop their kids off to school and things like that, and they could probably be running a bit late, and they probably don't think about that could sometimes have an unsettling day for their child. Like, I know as a teacher, children who came in late, I was annoyed at them because they were late. But when I became a mum, I realised that that actually wasn't their fault. And I felt bad for Jack if we were ever late for school. So we just started making sure we're always on time. So he was settled for the rest of the day because that, I guess I found that my responsibility as a mum.
And I love on your blog that you actually then have Jack, your son's opinion. So what was his opinion on this?
Well, he actually said that he didn't like getting to school late because it made him worried that he was going to get in trouble. And as a mum, I felt so bad, but straight away as a teacher, I remembered that's exactly what the kids were like in my class. And here I am as a mum doing exactly what I wasn't going to do.
Yeah.
Straight away we changed that and we leave really early in the morning. He's always on time. He really appreciates that as well. And that's something small that I can do for him.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, so one of the other things you mentioned in that particular blog was packing a lunchbox for one. And this part, when I read this part, I was like, oh, yes, that is me. That is me. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Okay, so this was probably my biggest fail because as a teacher, when I first started teaching my class, I remember opening up the kids' lunchboxes and thinking, either I wasn't eating enough for the day as an adult, or these kids were getting way too much food. And then I was playground duty. I was just finding kids throwing food in the bin all the time. And I was running up to them and saying, what are you doing? And they're like, if I don't eat all my lunch, I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't want any more. And we came up with some things that your children don't actually need to eat a lot of food. And especially at kindy year one, year two level, or even primary school, they just want to play. They're in the classroom for ages and they just want to get out there and have fun. Jack now gets packed the quickest, most easiest things to eat. So I do things like, I just do four foods. I do a fruit that I usually cut up or make sure it's easy for him to eat. A yogurt that I give him the squeezy yogurts because then he can kind of walk and eat at the same time. And I always unscrew the lid a little bit because that's another thing as a teacher. The kids only get 15 minutes for recess, but they spend 10 of that lining up or trying to find a teacher to get them to unpackage everything. So so instead of having to open 20 or 30 children's packet chips and yogurts, just snip the side or unscrew that for them, and then they can just go out and play and they'll actually eat what you're giving them as well. So just stick to four things that's just easy to open, easy to eat, and they can just go out and play, which is all that's important for them.
That's awesome. So after I read this, I actually, because my son always comes home, but he's in preschool, but he always would come home with his mandarin still in his lunchbox. And after I read your blog, I said to him, Jeremiah, do you know how to open this mandarin? And he said, no. I was like, I never actually registered. So now I like peel a little bit off so he can, you know, peel the rest in his lunchbox. But it's just the little things that we just don't think about. And you know what? We could keep going and going, but we are out of time. But thank you much, Kel.
Thank you.
And if you do want to find out more, you can check out the Realistic Mum blog, therealisticmum.com. There's so many great insights and information there as well to help mums along in the journey and just appreciate each other as well.
It's awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Kel.
Thanks so much, Emma.